Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM Las Vegas. It is a Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. I almost said September. You heard the pause, right? But anyway, we are getting you ready for week four of the National Football League. And I tell you, it's moving. I know there's 17 weeks. Just when you think it's going to be a long season, and then next thing you know, you're at week 8, week 9, week 10, and believe me, folks, it's going to go by, even though I believe the last week of the season is going to be the weekend of January 9th, I believe, and then we jump into the wild cards and all of that stuff. But hey, don't blink, because it will definitely be here before you know it. The Mean Gene Show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. It's the official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. I always tell you, there's no way you could come to Las Vegas and not ride in a Presidential Limousine by Captain. You've probably seen their limousines all over the place. And when you get off the airplane at McCarran Airport, you see people, you know, going out to the public transportation. But when you got someone, you got a limo driver waiting there, have your name on a little iPad or notepad or whatever, and they grab your bags, they take you to the limo, and guess what? They have champagne waiting for you. Of course, if you need some other beverages, they can get you to the place to pick those items up as well. Take it to your hotel, wherever you want to go in Las Vegas. But call them. Call them at 702-438-5466, or you can text them 702-410-6057. And the show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Now, I've been talking about this show. It's called The Soul of Motown. And believe me, you got to check it out. It's a high energy concert style musical tribute celebrating the Motown legends. And just imagine sitting there listening to all your favorites, Temptations, Smokey Robinson songs. These guys are going to put on a hell of a show. It's a must-see show during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. For reservations, call 888-796-3564. And there's a treat coming up in the next couple of weeks. I will have the Soul of Motown on the Mean Gene Show. We are going to interview them and talk to them and just learn some things about them. But don't wait for that interview. Go see the show right now. Okay, so as I said, week four got underway Thursday night, as it always does. And it was a matchup that we really didn't think was going to be interesting. It was the Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then I had to correct myself when I was talking with some folks, because the Cincinnati Bengals are actually in first place in the AFC North. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, young team, still looking for their first win of the season, and they didn't get it on Thursday. They lose 27-24 to the Bengals, but guess what? This game was more interesting than I thought it would be. I'm serious. I did not expect it to be the way it got down to a field goal by McPherson for Cincinnati, 35-yard field goal, dead center, won the game. And with about, what, four ticks left on the clock? I mean, amazing. I mean, it really got down to the end. So, and let's look at some of the numbers from that game. Joe Burrow doing Joe Burrow-like stuff. I cannot say enough about this kid. He endured that horrible injury last year, came back down. Look at him. He's balling out here. He had a 132.8 quarterback rating. And you want to know how he got it? He was 25 of 32, 348 yards, two touchdowns. A very well-managed game by Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's see. Over on Jacksonville side now, they're 0-4. But if any game that looks so close, I mean, they came out and just took charge of that game right away. Robinson rushed for 78 yards. He had two touchdowns in that game. Had a long burst there of 20 yards. That was his longest run of the game. Longest run of the game that night. Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you know, no interceptions. 17 to 24, 204 yards. No touchdowns either. But man, it's just and the Bengals defense held them on some critical moments there. But I guess, you know, if you look at the tail of the tape, to still boxing analogy, I mean, the game was very, very even. 21 first downs. Both teams had 21 first downs. Cincinnati had more yards, 420, but Jacksonville total yards was 341. I mean, everything was so even. I guess it was just the one turnover in the game that I guess, you know, you could say that decided, even the time of possession, it was so even, and that's why that score, you know, that's why, and like I said, it was 21-21 there for a minute, and then the final score, I'm sorry, the final score was 24-21, not what I had given you, but it was 24-21, because the game, it was just tied. It was tied right there. I mean, it was just so evenly, and somebody had to lose the game, and unfortunately, it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Cincinnati Bengals improved to 3-1 on the season and remained first place in the AFC North. How about it? How about these surprising teams this year? Denver Broncos, Las Vegas Raiders. We'll talk about those teams coming up here in our matchup for week four, which we are going to jump right on in it because the first game we have on tap. And last week I didn't do too bad, but, you know, I got to get better at this stuff. And just when you think, you know, there's always this an upset game, which I almost predicted that the Baltimore Ravens was going to lose to the Detroit Lions. They should have lost that game, and I'll talk about that here in the matchup. So the first game on Sunday is going to be the Washington football team, 1-2 at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons win last week at New York, 17-14. And the Washington football team, they lose to Buffalo 43-21, not even close. You got to think that Ron Rivera is going to be a little pissed going into Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta this week. And I actually have the Washington football team getting the win over the Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons is just one of those scary teams. But, you know, it's, you know, Matt Ryan, he had a good outing last week, 243 yards, two touchdowns, had a nice quarterback rating of 111.2. But can they do it two games in a row? And they're going to be at home. So it's nothing like getting a road win, then knowing that you're going home. But I think the Washington football team is definitely better than that whipping they took at the expense of the Buffalo Bills. Taylor Heineke, Antonio Gibson, you know, they're going to come in there a little pissed off, not to mention the defense of the Washington football team, John Bostic, the cornerback Kendall Fuller, and of course, Montez Sweat and Chase Young. So they're going to be fired up. And I got the Washington football team winning on Sunday to hopefully improve their record. And let's see. I'm trying to see where we at here on the records. Yeah, hopefully get back to 500. Yeah, you know, if they win, they'll be 2-2. All right, the next game I have the Houston Texans 1-2 at the Buffalo Bills. Not a good game for the Texans. I just don't think they're going to go cross country. The Bills are at home. You see what they did to Washington last week. You know, you get them at home there. And they're a different team at Highmark Stadium in Buffalo. So I tell you what, I got the Buffalo Bills winning this game. And Davis Mills is still your quarterback, the rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans. He's filling in for Tyrod Taylor, who's going to be out. And, of course, now the latest word I have on Deshaun Watson is and it's a very interesting thing with Deshaun Watson and what's going on with the Texans, because I haven't seen anything like it. Of course, he has his legal things that are going on, but he hasn't been suspended. He's not on the commissioner's exempt list. So he's just out there, you know, and as far as I know, he's getting his money because, you know, he signed a huge contract. So, I mean, he's in a good position financially, maybe not socially or morally, but anyway, the Houston Texans decided to soften the tone on what they would want in a trade for Deshaun Watson. So who knows? And I still think, and according to the media in Houston, it seems like Deshaun Watson could end up with the Miami Dolphins. As you know, Tua Tagovailoa was actually injured, and it's just looking like and I know Jacoby Brissett is a decent quarterback, but I think the Miami Dolphins have their eyes on Deshaun Watson, no matter what they say. I think that could happen. But anyway, The Buffalo Bills will win this game. They will improve to 3-1 coming out of this matchup with the Texans on Sunday. The next game we have the Detroit Lions 0-3 at the Chicago Bears 1-2. Now, I told you that the Chicago Bears was going to have some distractions, not necessarily related to on the field. They have purchased, 300-something acres of land in the suburban area of Chicago called Arlington Park, Arlington Heights, that area over there. And they are going to build a stadium there and move from the city of Chicago. They would not be at Soldier Field. This is going to happen, you know, in the next few years. And it's really bad news for the city of Chicago, the mayor of Chicago. The Bears have been there forever. And that stadium, I've been to Soldier Field a couple of times, and it's just not a stadium, a state-of-the-art stadium like you see. You when you look at a Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, and then you look at SoFi, you look at all the new stadiums that has been constructed over the last few years. They got state-of-the-art everything. The Bears, Soldier Field does not have that, and they are going to move, even though they would be breaking a lease that doesn't expire, I think, to 2033. They'll pay whatever needs to be paid to get out of that lease. I think they've already paid it, and they're going to go. So I don't think there's anything the city of Chicago can do to stop them from moving. But anyway, looking at this game, so we saw how bad the Chicago Bears looked last week, and don't really want to knock Justin Fields so much because the kid is a rookie, one that I totally disagree that shouldn't be out there, I think. And me and Dustin Pfeiffer talked about this last week. I just really think that I really thought that this kid should have been sitting on the bench a little bit longer, especially when you have Nick Foles as your third quarterback on that team. And even though Andy Dalton's hurt, but he really looked bad last week. And Matt Nagy took the brunt of the critics from last week. So, and the Detroit Lions, hey, you know, if you would have told me Justin Tucker was going to kick a 66-yard field goal at the end of the game to beat the Detroit Lions, there's no way. As a matter of fact, if you saw the field goal, he hit the crossbar and it went over into the end zone, and that was it. It went over, and hey, they win 19-17. And Dan Campbell, man, you saw his face after that kick went over. It's like, man, what do you have to do to get a win in the National Football League? But you know what? I got the Bears winning. I just think Matt Nagy and these guys are going to put together a much better game plan. So I got the Bears winning the game on Sunday. All right, the next game we have is going to be the Carolina Panthers at the Dallas Cowboys. The Panthers, surprisingly, man, I wish I had Dustin on talk about this team. 3-0. They will be at Dallas 2-1. Dallas coming in off a short week, but it probably won't matter because they beat the Philadelphia Eagles so bad on Monday night, 41-21, that they were in practice mode easily by the second half of that game. So they would be ready for the Panthers. I mean, can't take nothing from the Panthers. They haven't played since Thursday night, so they had more time to get ready for this game with the Cowboys. And the Dallas Cowboys are going to win. I think they are really finding their groove now. The defense is looking good. Dak is looking good. Ezekiel Elliott came out and put in a better effort than what Cowboys fans have seen over the last couple of weeks. Dallas Cowboys win this game to improve to 3-1. All right, the next game, we have the Indianapolis Colts 0-3 at the Miami Dolphins 1-2. So, you know, I tell you, the Colts, oh my goodness, Carson Wentz, they have a talented team. And, you know, so do the Dolphins. Both teams coming off losses. The Miami Dolphins played the Las Vegas Raiders way closer than any of us expected. As a matter of fact, that game went into overtime. It almost ended in a tie. Carson kicked the field goal for the Raiders and got the win there in overtime, 31-28. So the Dolphins dropped. And then Tennessee beat the Colts in an AFC South matchup. They beat them by a score of 25-16. So I picked Miami to win. But, man, you know, I'm looking at the, it's just hard for me to believe that the Colts could go 0-4. So you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to change my pick. I know when I did my Podbean live streaming show yesterday, I picked the Dolphins. But I am going to say the Colts are going to win. Somehow Frank Reich and that team is going to have to manufacture a win. And I think I'm changing that pick there. So I'm going to say that the Colts are going to win this game on Sunday with the Dolphins. All right, the next game we have the Cleveland Browns, 2-1 at the Minnesota Vikings, 1-2. And hey, I was wrong. I said the Vikings would lose to Seattle. Didn't see Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll and those guys losing two in a row, but they did. They lost at the U.S. Bank Stadium there in Minnesota. So they get another home game there. This time it's the Cleveland Browns coming in. Browns beat Chicago last week, or their defense beat Chicago last week, had 9 sacks over the Bears. So Cleveland comes to town, and Minnesota, man, I tell you, and this is because I said Minnesota just got too much talent there not to be winning games, and they proved me wrong. They got the win, so Mike Zimmer is not in the hot seat anymore. We can take him out of that hot seat because, man, I had started the flames burning, and we were looking for him to put him in that seat. But they squeak out a win. They get the win, and guess what? I got them winning again. I got them beating the Cleveland Browns. Browns is a good team. Baker Mayfield, everything looks good. How about, you know, Kareem Hunt? You know, showed up last week, had 155 scrimmage yards, and Nick Chubb and those guys, and Odell Beckham had 5 catches last week, you know, in his season debut. But I think the Vikings are going to squeak 2 wins in a row. So I'm not going to go against the Vikings this week. Let's see how or what excuse I'm going to have next week if they lose. But I got them winning on Sunday. All right. Next game we have is the New York Giants, 0-3 at the New Orleans Saints, 2-1. So I guess I can say this, you know, for a team that has not won a game, they are the best, I'll say it, they are the best 0-3 team that's out there. I don't know what it's going to take for them to win. They lose to the Atlanta Falcons last week at home. That's got to be disappointing. And then when you look up the schedule, okay, let's scratch this loss off. Who we got next week? Oh, crap. We got to go to the Saints, who haven't played a home game in New Orleans yet, I don't think. So they're going to be at the Caesars Superdome. Did you know that was the name? The Caesars Superdome? It's had quite a few names. It used to be the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. But now that is the Caesars Superdome. And hopefully the Superdome is all ready to go after you know, dealing with the elements from Hurricane Ida and that accident involving equipment while trying to repair and clean the Superdome. So they will be at home, and I got the Saints winning this game. There's just no other way to look at it. The Saints will win, get in there and improve to 3-1. And man, now since Mike Zimmer, We didn't put him in that hot seat, even though we started the fire. We keep that fire burning, because if the Giants lose and go to 0-4, we could put Joe Judge in that seat and let him burn there, because this team, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say about the Giants. They've had a couple of different coaches. Daniel Jones is looking pretty decent this year. You know, so I used to knock on him a lot and think that, okay, well, he's just not cut out for this team. But we've seen good signs of Daniel Jones. So now you have to put it on the coaching and Joe Judge. If they come out of there 0-4, it's going to be quite interesting in New York. And as you know, the media in New York is pretty brutal. So let's see, can we sneak one more in here before we end the first half of the show? Yes, let's go ahead and look at the Tennessee Titans, 2-1 at the New York Jets, 0-3. Wow. So I'm sorry, New York fans. I'm not picking on you. That's, you know, this is just the next game that came up on my schedule. So no teams in New York are winning right now. Both teams in New York are basically winless. And the chances of the Jets winning over the Titans is slim to none. So if I had to pick the upset, which team would win in New York this week, I think the matchup, it's just tough. The Giants going to the Saints, no. I already picked the Saints. Can the Titans lose this game? Can Zach, what's the kid's name? Yeah, Zach Wilson, the rookie, can he get the win there? This game is going to be played at MetLife Stadium in New York. Tennessee is just starting to, you know, grind it out and get it done. You know, they started the season, you know, with a loss at Arizona, but since then they have been turning it up. So they're going to be looking for win number three in a row. They made good work of Indianapolis last week. I can't change this pick. I got to go with the Titans. The Tennessee Titans should get the win. So you're possibly looking at both New York teams would be 0-4. That's got to be brutal. And, you know, usually I'm sure in New York fans would jump on, well, you know what, the Giants aren't doing so well this year. Maybe we'll just jump on the bandwagon of the Jets. Well, you can't do it. Both teams suck. Both teams are absolutely horrible. But let's see. And I hate that for Coach Robert Saleh, who I think is a good coach. I probably screwed up his name, Saleh. But I think he's a good coach. And New York is just, the Jets have just had one disaster after another one. But I definitely think that the matchups this week just are not in neither one of the New York teams' favor. So we're waiting, and we're near the bottom of the hour. And, of course, I did want to mention that on October 9th, if you're in Las Vegas, there's going to be some boxing. The Wilder versus Fury 3 fight. Now, you know, this fight was originally scheduled for July 24th, and it was postponed there, and now it's back on. So it's going to take place next Saturday. Next Saturday here in Las Vegas, it's going to be a good one. So I think it's at T-Mobile Arena. And I don't know. I can't really pick a winner. Maybe next week I will. But the heavyweight division in boxing is just not what it used to be. You know, for all you old schoolers out there know what I'm talking about. But this is probably as best as it's going to get in the heavyweight division. So we'll see Fury, who doesn't look like your typical boxer, but indeed he is. And Wilder is trying to get it together. So I think I'm going to be at that fight. So it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. So, all right, what we're going to do now, we are going to take a break, folks. When we come back, we're going to complete our NFL Week 4 countdown and analysis here on the Mean Gene Show, KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.